From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Presidents of the United States and Brazil say they agree on the importance of collaborative efforts to combat the spread of the Zika virus. After the two leaders spoke, the White House issued a statement saying Barack Obama and Dilma Rousseff recognize the significance of working together. World Health Organization warns the Zika virus is spreading rapidly through the Americas and could affect as many as 4 million people. Zika virus has been tentatively linked to 4,000 suspected cases of microcephaly in Brazil. That's a condition that results in abnormally small heads and brains in newborns. There is no treatment. Authorities in Burundi have released two foreign journalists a day after they were arrested in the capital for allegedly conspiring with criminals. Burundi's ongoing tensions began last April when President Pierre Nkurunziza said he was running for a controversial third term. Representatives of the main opposition group in Syria, the High Negotiations Committee, plan to meet with the UN Special Envoy to Syria, Stéphane de Mistura, today in Geneva, after skipping the first day of talks aimed at ending the war. Fadra Atassi is an opposition member close to the High Negotiations Committee.
They're coming for discussion with Mr. de Mistura, with the UN. Not for a direct engagement or negotiation or to start the political negotiation process with the regime.
The peace talks are the first since negotiations collapsed in 2014. The nearly five-year-old civil war in Syria has left a 250,000 people dead. It's displaced millions, and many also have fled to Western Europe. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is facing mounting political pressure over the number of migrants arriving in her country, with regional authorities demanding that Berlin provide more resources to cope with the crisis. Henry Ridgewell has a report from Berlin.
More than 1.1 million migrants are being resettled across Germany. At a meeting with Chancellor Merkel, the leaders of Germany's 16 federal states demanded a doubling of financial aid and support for housing and schools. Chancellor Merkel struck a deal with her governing coalition partners, which would facilitate deportations and restrict the rights of migrants to bring their families to Germany.
Und so werden wir Land für Land einfach auch.
She said the government wants those with the prospect of remaining to be integrated, but said those who have no prospect of remaining should return. Germany anticipates the migrant influx could cost the state an extra $3.7 billion in extra social benefits during 2016. It's hoped German language classes will speed the migrants' entry into the labour market and cut the benefits bill. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Berlin.
Officials in Seoul say to counter a growing North Korean missile and nuclear threat, South Korea appears poised to consider importing a controversial U.S. missile defense system. After the latest nuclear test by Pyongyang, South Korea has been weighing its military and diplomatic options to enhance deterrence against future provocations by the North. U.S. system tracks missiles up to 2,000 kilometers away. In U.S. politics, Democratic and Republican presidential hopefuls crisscrossed the state of Iowa on Friday, likely to do so again today, making last-minute appeals to voters and tightening their attacks on rivals. All of this ahead of the state's crucial first-in-the-nation nominating contest. Just a few days away, Monday will be the caucuses in Iowa. Both the Democrats and Republicans are out on the road. Both parties there campaigning rallies, giving speeches across the rural Midwestern state. Notable exception was Republican frontrunner Donald Trump on Friday. The billionaire businessman instead looked past Iowa, opting to campaign in New Hampshire, which holds the nation's next nominating event on February the 9th. The U.S. said Friday that its economy barely advanced in the last 3 months of 2015. Commerce Department saying the anemic growth, just 0.7%, reflected weaker consumer spending, investment cutbacks by businesses, and slowing exports. China, the world's second biggest economy, reported that its 2015 growth was the slowest in a quarter century, although at 6.9% is still markedly faster than that recorded by the United States and Europe. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.